Bernie Nelson's on the phone. I was corrected the other night. I described your job title as U.S. Ski Team Development Coach. Has there been a rework of that title?
Who corrected you?
Dakota Black Horse Von Jess.
Oh.
He said, I got pretty confused. He said, she's the U23 coach. And it was an interesting back and forth for a couple of minutes. I was like, right. Okay. That would make sense because there are some U23 skiers on there. And eventually it was clarified that all the skiers are U23. I was like, that is true too. So how would you describe your job title?
I think my technical title is I'm the D team/development coach. And then under the D team, of course, is the athletes that qualify are mostly, U20 and U23. So I suppose it's funny because we use like the U18, U20, U23 as like our categories for racing. So, but like really technically they're all under 23, as Dakota probably,
as he pointed
out, logically right. Pointed out with probably several pages of details behind it, but yeah.
He did not. I think we were even like making eye contact and I still was like confused, but anyway, I have clarity and I think technically I win that argument. Okay. So I want to go back a couple of days here and I spoke to Gus about this, but as a coach who obviously is involved with like looking at training plans, walking through athletes, like the ups and downs, and these are junior athletes, meaning both U20s and U23s. What was the conversation like from your perspective with Gus, where he came in with a ton of pressure, obviously, primarily because he has high expectations for himself. But what was the conversation like for him or with him when, he did great. He came in seventh in the sprint, but for his standards, he was bummed. He stated that he had put in his training plan world champs medal, I believe. I don't think it was necessarily a win, but world champs medal for an individual race. And you only get so many opportunities. He gets three opportunities and one slipped away in that sprint. So what was that conversation like after the sprint? And then we'll get to all the glory afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, he knows that it's his goal and I knew, and of course Jan knows and his teammates know that, at the top of his training log, it says one world juniors, which was pretty cool to see that change. And I actually hopped on there quickly today just to see if he had changed it to past tense, because I was curious myself. But it's win world juniors. That's his goal. And that's, I think in every focus session, which is most that he's had since May, that has been at the forefront of his mind. And I think for us to get to the first day in the first race, and I pressure, I'm sure, but I think also just like expectation and excitement, and then it's like you inflate this big balloon and there's really only one way to check that box, right? And all of a sudden in a semifinal with a lot of pinch points, it can get taken away from you. And I think in some ways it's tough because it would have been one thing if he had made it to the final maybe and been able to like really race it out for the win, and who's to say how that would have turned out. But I think it would have been maybe a bit, I think the emotions would have been different, still very strong, but I think the emotions would have been different. But then, to not even make it to that final round, that's really hard. Especially qualifying bib one. I think in some ways you feel not like you were cheated out of it, but like you feel like you weren't able to really give your like honest best shot that day. And I think in coaching Gus this week, I think my whole goal has just been to keep it simple. And that's kind of what we did that afternoon after the sprint race, is we worked through all of those emotions. And I think it's really incredible to work with an athlete that has not just a wide range of complexity of emotions, but also like the ability to process and the maturity to understands that emotions come and go, and they are just simply that, they're emotions. And even when they're the, you know, most strong and they're just pulsing through your veins, they're just emotions. And it's something that we can process and debrief and let go of, you know? And I think he was able to do that. And he has an awesome support system here between just all of his incredible teammates. We have, what a wonderful team we have. And I think watching Benny O get in that final, I mean, hats off to him. That was such a great performance for him. Like really, really awesome. And and his parents, you know, Gus's parents are here, and he's got a great relationship. He's, you know, he's paired up with Justin Beckwith as a tech, and they work really well together. So like, it's a well-oiled machine.
A couple of other things. There's a great shot that's been posted on social media of you in, like, you know, classic sort of coach pose, screaming something at Gus as he passes you. And I'm assuming it's kind of that second lap or his last lap. I think it was the three laps of a 3.3K course, roughly. You remember what you were screaming at him?
Man, I think, like, for me, I'm trying to remember because I remember standing at the bottom of that hill and looking at the splits and it coming back to 700 meters that he had, you know, he was still that, you know, that 4 seconds down that we'd been kind of chipping away from 8 over the course of this race. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, like, you can make 4 seconds here, but you have to make it. And
wait, in 700 meters?
I think that's what I had it was like the 9.9300 meter split. And I remember just thinking like, my God, we are really going to leave it to the end here. And then, and I really don't know what I was saying. Gus might remember, to put four in and then another four down. I mean, like, to make up 8 seconds in that short of a time at the end of a 10K race where you've been, I mean, it just absolutely impressive performance. And I think he really just drove it home, and he knew, I think, I think to have a goal there, like win World Juniors, again, like that expectation for yourself and how you process that in the final kilometer of your race, like silver is pretty good to stand on the second tier of the podium. Right. Like, silver would be good. And I think to see an athlete really go for it, I mean, that is like 100% vulnerability, not just in that moment, but in the 800 training hours leading up to that moment. Because at the end of the day, when you get to the finish line, if you really, really have given it all you've got, you'll know whether that was enough. And that, I think, like, to see him really commit to it and to really go for it, for me, that was just like such a rewarding moment as a coach to just see an athlete really commit and not hold back at all. So I have no idea what I was yelling, and I don't think it had any impact on what he was doing. I think that, you know, he was locked in that moment, and he was going to drive it home the best that he could.
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. I know that those moments also are, a lot of that has to do with like serving yourself. Like, you have a lot of emotion pent up and you need to feel like, yeah, you need to scream or whatever.
Well, and then it was so funny because then I'm walking back. There's that, like, you know, I guess you could say it's kind of famous now, but that bridge that they go over and into the finish, and I'm walking kind of like over that bridge into the finish, and the announcer's going like, silver, gold, silver, gold. And first he says silver, and then he says Gus Schumacher, and then he says gold. And I'm standing in this group of people, and speaking of raw emotion, I mean, like, someone must have thought someone died in the woods. I, like, just let this big scream out, and scared quite a few people around me. But, yeah, it was really just so cool to know how much work has gone into that, but also just, like, how much belief and support. And, I mean, that was a big win for Gus, absolutely. Big win for Jan, and I think also just a big win, big win for all of these boys. I mean, they're just so close, and yeah.
Okay, so I could, I mean, one thing about this, as we know, it's like, it's easy to, and great to focus on, like, the easiest focal point here is Gus, right? Because he won a race. But there's been, collectively, I could go on and on, but Julia Kern has a third. Haley Swerbel has had great races. And I know I'm going to leave some folks out, but Hunter Wonders had a great race yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Collectively, lots of good stuff. And today, and I may mispronounce her name, but like today in the 15K mass start, Sophia Lockley, do I have that right?
Lockley.
Okay.
Sophia Lockley.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's come on strong this year. I know in, you know, the ESA racing circuit, she's from Middlebury. Novi McCabe from the Metau had a great race in ninth. You know, I'm just sort of curious where, you know, in each person, I want to honor their emotions and whatever it is, but like expectations for these folks now is so high. What is that like? I'm like, oh my gosh, Novi, ninth in the world. But, you know, how do people process that? And what's that like as a coach? Like, I'm assuming there's a celebration, but how do you guys balance that with like, or maybe you don't, but how do you maybe balance that with we're here for hardware?
I mean, I think for me, it's like all of these, every athlete that's here is well equipped and capable of greatness. That's why they're here. And I think that great people together can do great things. And I think that is probably exactly how I would sum up what's going on here with the U.S. team. And as far as balance goes, you know, I think that having some older athletes, especially like Julia and Haley, that have, you know, gone and raced World Cup and come back, and not just raced World Cup, but done some World Cup tours, and learned from their teammates as far as like balancing the racing load. I think like them bringing that back, like that has been really pretty key for all of our athletes. You know, I mean, as soon as you cross the line in these big racing weeks, you have to start thinking about like the next race and how your body's going to recover and, you know, what can you do to help it perform at its absolute best? I think, you know, like Pete Dickinson had said, it's like tuning Ferraris. It's just so, I mean, every athlete has got to know, you know, has to have a good enough feeling in their body that they know what it is that they should be doing in that moment. And I think as far as like balancing the mentality and the mood and the atmosphere, it's simple. There's go time and there's downtime. And these guys have just, you know, they get along so well. It's like they're downstairs right now in the lobby playing games. And it's light and it's fun.
Like,
and
board games or like video games?
No, like charades game, like just
It'd be fun.
And it's like full of laughter and they're getting to know each other. And I mean, it sounds silly, but like that has nothing to do with skiing even. Like, these are just people being people. And that's what I mean about like great people coming together and doing great things, is that, you know, it's contagious. It's highly contagious.
What are you able to do what does downtime look for you, like for you?
I'm talking to you, Jason.
Dude, that's depressing. Okay.
What does downtime look for me?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Honestly, like to be like totally candid with me, I mean, or to be totally candid about it, it's like downtime for me is sitting out there and catching up with all these athletes. I mean, that's easy for me. It's easy for me to like connect with these people and laugh with them. And whether it's listening to Luke telling jokes, or, you know, hearing Novi and Sydney talk about The Bachelor or whatever show they're watching. I mean, it's just like, it's easy for me to connect with these people. And that is like pretty rejuvenating for me, to be honest. So most of my downtime is spent with athletes. I don't know if that's normal or not, but I don't mind so much.
That's good. Are you on the wax bench at all?
I'm hardly on the wax bench. I'm working on ski selection with athletes, and especially with Luke and Novi just helping out there. But no, those guys, you know, the wax room in there, it's one of those dynamics where it's so important that it stays consistent. So with my coaching duties, to have someone going in and out, it's a bit disruptive instead of productive.